Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Masechus Erevin, Daf Chav Hey. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, a karpuf yosim beis sasayim shel hukah fadira. A karpuf, a more than two beis sal, which was not enclosed for residential purposes. Here chikmina kosa arba ba'as mechitza. If he moved four tfachim from the old wall and erected a new partition, hoyo. It's effective in being considered a new enclosure of the karpuf, and thereby makes it a karpuf shel hukah fadira, where carrying is permitted. If he erected a new partition that was less than three tefachim from the old wall, it's not effective. Since this distance between the partition and the old wall is insignificant, the partition is not recognized as a new enclosure. Rashi explains, Dehavi mechitza al gabi mechitza. It's comparable to mechitza constructed over a pre-existing mechitza. It's a machlokas if the distance from the old wall to the new wall was from 3 to 4 tefachim. Rabba says it is effective for re-enclosing the karpuf because the space between the wall is beyond the distance of lavud. Whereas Rabba says it's not effective since the area between the walls is not an area of 4 tefachim. It's not considered significant to be deemed a new enclosure. Point number 2, the Gemara discusses a method for reducing the area of a karpuf enclosed for non-residential purposes to 2 beis sa or less. Tach botit, if one applied mud to the inside of the karpuf's walls, if the mud can stand on its own, it's an effective form of reduction and therefore carrying is permitted. If the mud cannot stand on its own, Rabba says, Havi mute, it is an effective form of reduction, hashta miyakai, because now at least the mud is standing. Whereas Rabba says, Havi mute, it's not an effective form of reduction, kevindo yachal amekam bifnei atzmo lo klumhu. Since the mud cannot stand on its own, it's insignificant, and it does not reduce the size of the karpuf. Case number 3, how busta na dahavi samach guda da padna. There was an orchard that was adjacent to the wall of a mansion, and the outer wall of the mansion, which served as a wall of the orchard, collapsed. Even though this wall was the only one to enclose the orchard for residential use, and with its collapse, one would have thought that carrying would now become prohibited, since the orchard was greater than 2 beis sa. Rabivi thought to say, Lismo kaguda gavyasa, that they may rely on the inner wall of the house. Since the inner wall was constructed to enclose the house for dwelling purposes, it should enclose the orchard for the same purpose. Rapapi said to Rabivi that his reasoning was incorrect. Since the inner walls were made for the inside of the house and were not constructed to enclose the orchard for residential purposes, carrying the orchard remains prohibited. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, karpuf yosim beis sasayim shel hukah fadira. A karpuf, a more than 2 beis sa, which was not enclosed for residential purposes. Hirchik mina kosa arba ba'as mechitza. If he moved 4 tefachim from the old wall and erected a new partition, hoyo. It's effective being considered a new enclosure for the karpuf, and thereby makes it a karpuf shel hukah fadira where carrying is permitted. Pachas mishlo shel lo hoyo. If he erected a new partition that was less than 3 tefachim from the old wall, it's not effective. Since the distance between the partition and the old wall is insignificant, the partition is not recognized as a new enclosure. Rashi explains, Davi mechitza al gabi mechitza. It's comparable to a mechitza constructed over a pre-existing mechitza. It's a machlokas of the distance from the old wall to the new wall was from 3 to 4 tefachim. Rabba says it's effective for re-enclosing the karpa because the space between the walls is beyond the distance of lavud, whereas Rabba says it's not effective since the area between the walls is not an area for tefachim, is not considered significant to deem it a new enclosure. Point number 2, the Gemara discusses a method for reducing the area of a karpuf enclosed for non-residential purposes to 2 beis sa or less. Tach botit, if one applied mud to the inside of the karpuf's walls, if the mud can stand on its own, it's an effective form of reduction, and therefore, carrying is permitted. If the mud cannot stand on its own, Rabba says havi mute, it's an effective form of reduction, hashtem mihakai, because now at least the mud is standing, whereas Rabba says, lavi mute, it's not an effective form of reduction, kevin de yachol amekum bifnei atzmo lokumu. Since the mud cannot stand on its own, it's insignificant, and it does not reduce the size of the karpa. And point number 3, how bustana da avisamach guda da padna. There was an orchard that was adjacent to the wall of a mansion, and the outer wall of the mansion, which served as a wall of the orchard, collapsed. Even though this wall was the only one to enclose the orchard for residential use, and with its collapse, one would have thought that carrying would now become prohibited since the orchard was greater than 2 beis sa. Rabivi thought to say, lismach guda gavyasa, that they may rely on the inner wall of the house. Since the inner wall was constructed to enclose the house for dwelling purposes, it should enclose the orchard for the same purpose. Rabbi Papi said to Rabbi Bibi that his reasoning was incorrect. Since the inner walls were made for the inside of the house and were not constructed to enclose the orchard for residential purposes, carrying the orchard remains prohibited. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Chaf Hey, and the siman is a silver anniversary, a 25-year anniversary. So here goes. The husband's desperate attempts to make the silver anniversary party work in the non-residential Karpuff by re-enclosing with a new inner fence and then putting mud on the inside of the old fence came to naught when the outer wall of the mansion that was adjacent to it collapsed. Once again, in slow motion. The husband's desperate attempts to make the silver anniversary party work. Silver anniversary? That must mean we're on Daf Chafe. The husband's desperate attempts to make the silver anniversary party work in the non-residential Karpuff by re-enclosing it with a new inner fence, which reminds that a Karpuff of more than two Beisah, which was not enclosed for residential purposes, if he moved four Tefachim from the old wall and erected a new partition, it's effective in being considered a new enclosure of the Karpuff, and thereby makes it a Karpuff Shehukim Fladira, where carrying is permitted. If he erected a new partition that was less than three Tefachim from the old wall, it's not effective. If the distance was between three and four Tefachim, it's Malchokas between Rabba and Rava. So the husband's desperate attempts to make the silver anniversary party work in the non-residential Karpuff by re-enclosing it with a new inner fence and then putting mud on the inside of the old fence, which reminds that one method of reducing the size of the Karpuff is to put mud on the inside of the wall. If the mud can stand on its own, then it's effective. If it can't, it's a Malchokas between Rabba and Rava. So the husband's desperate attempts to make the silver anniversary party work in the non-residential Karpuff by re-enclosing with a new inner fence and then putting mud on the inside of the old fence came to naught when the outer wall of the mansion that was adjacent to it collapsed, which reminds of the case where the outer wall of a mansion that was adjacent to an orchard collapsed. And Rav Papi says the reasoning that the inner wall of the mansion should work to enclose the orchard is faulty, since it's made for the inside of the house. So once again, the husband's desperate attempts to make the silver anniversary party work in the non-residential Karpuff by re-enclosing it with a new inner fence and then putting mud on the inside of the old fence came to naught when the outer wall of the mansion that was adjacent to it collapsed. All right, now it's time for our four blah bat chazara. Daf Chafal. So the simple Chafal is a car, but it's pronounced ka by people from Boston. So here goes. When the Bachrim piled out of their rental ka, that must be one Daf Chafal. When the Bachrim climbed out of their rental ka to climb down a well of spring water and take a drink, which reminds us, a Braisa on Daf Chaf Amabay states that Pasib Yeroz only permits animals of the Oiragon to drink from a well. A person, however, Metapas V'ol, Metapas V'yor, must climb up and climb down into the well to drink there, as he's not permitted to carry the water within the enclosure of the Pasim. The Gemara asks that if the Pasim Beroz only permit animals to drink from a well, why was it said in the name of Shmuel that Pasim Beroz only permits drawing water, Leber Maim Chaim, from a well of spring water? If the Pasim are only for animals, what difference does it make if the water comes from a well of running water or of collected water? The Gemara answers, Be'in imidid dechazil adam, we need something that is fit for human consumption. Rashi explains that since it's by virtue of the water that the boards become valid mechitzos, we need maim chashuvim, we need superior water, meaning water which is fit for human consumption. So when the Bachrim piled out of the rental ka to climb down a well of spring water and take a drink, they noticed a massive 40 amr scroll on a billboard, which reminds Rav Chisda said in the name of Mari Bar Mar about the pasuk chod techel reisi kates, rochav mitzvascha ma'od, to every goal I've seen a limit, but your commandment, meaning your Torah, is exceedingly broad, that the concept of the vastness of the Torah was mentioned by David Melch, as well as Eob and Yechezkel, but they did not define it. It was only Zechariah who defined it. Zechariah had a vision of a folded scroll that was 20 amos long with a width of 10 amos. It was written on both sides, so when unfolded, it would be 40 amos by 20 amos, which is 800 square amos. A pasuk from Yeshaya indicates that the entire universe is only a zeres, which is one quarter of divine amos, which means that the Torah is 3,200 times greater than the size of the universe. So when the Bachrim piled out of the rental ka to climb down a well of spring water and take a drink, they noticed a massive 40 amos scroll on a billboard that read, Better to wash your hands than quench your thirst, which reminds us, to illustrate the importance of rabbinic law, the Gemara brings an incident. When Rabbi Akiva was old and in prison, Rabbi Yishuv ben Garsi would bring him water daily. One day, half the water was spilled out by the guard, and Rabbi Akiva used the remaining water to wash his hands before eating instead of drinking it. When asked why he did so, Rabbi Akiva answered that it's better that I cause my own death, caused by not drinking enough, then I transgress a drabanan, which carries the death penalty. Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel that when Shlomo Melch established the laws of Eruv and Netilas Yadayim, Abbas Kol proclaimed, Beni im chacham libecha yismach libi gam ani. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart shall rejoice too. Dav Chabes. So the Simcha Chabes is a cab. So here goes. The righteous cab driver. Cab driver, that must be more in Dav Chabes. The righteous cab driver who is destined in the future to receive a lot of schar, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the topic of divine reward. Rabbi Yua expanded on the pasuk, Oyachel sono. He will not delay payment to those who hate him. The Kosh Baruch Hu does not delay payment to those that hate him, but rather gives them the reward in this world. Whereas he does delay payment to Tzaddik and Gemurim, meaning he postpones their payment until Olam Haba. This is in essence what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, what is the meaning of that which is written? You shall keep the mitzvahs which I command you today to do them. Today, meaning in this world, is the time to do the mitzvahs, and not tomorrow, meaning in the world to come, is not the time to do mitzvahs. Today one does mitzvahs, and tomorrow, meaning in the world to come, one receives his reward. So the righteous cab driver, who was destined in the future to receive a lot of sechar, drove patiently in the traffic through Yerushalayim. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah brings a machlokas whether traffic may be allowed to pass through the posts of the enclosure of a well without disrupting their function as mechitzas. Rav Yehuda said that if the path of Rosh's Rabbim cuts between the posts, it's al kenot stadim, he must divert the traffic to the side of the enclosure. And the Chachamim say it's not necessary. In their view, the traffic does not invalidate the mechitzos. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both said, Kan hodiyacha kochan shel mechitzos. Here, in the ruling of the Chachamim, the Tana informed you of the power of mechitzos, meaning that the posts are not invalidated by the traffic. The Gemara states that this statement implies that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with this ruling. However, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim imali daso said, ninaz balaylo, Yerushalayim, if it were not for its doors, were closed at night, chayavin alem mishum rishus harabim. One would be liable for carrying in rishus harabim, meaning even though Yerushalayim is surrounded by walls, and as Tosas points out, it had its surahs of Pesach at the entranceways, Rabbi Yochanan holds that traffic passing through would have annulled their enclosing power if not for its doors. So the Gemara concludes Rabbi Yochanan was only discussing the statement of the Chachamim, but he follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So the righteous cab driver, who was destined in the future to receive a lot of sechar, drove patiently in the traffic through Yerushalayim and gave mitzvah rides in areas that had slopes and were difficult to walk through. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael ein chayavin alem mishum rishus harabim. In Eretz Yisrael, one is not chayav for carrying an rishus harabim on Shabbos. According to the Gemara's final understanding of the statement, certain areas that have slopes and are difficult to walk through do not have the status of rishus harabim because it's not similar to the Diglei Midbar, the encampment in the desert where the land was flattened by the Anane HaKavod. Daf Chav Gimel. So the Simcha Chav Gimel is a keg. So here goes. Their beer maker's karpa full of kegs. Kegs, that must be more in Daf Chav Gimel. The beer maker's karpa full of kegs featured a watchman's booth, which reminds us, the next mission discusses the laws of a karpa, an area enclosed for non-residential purposes. Even though on a deraisa level, it's a rishus yachid, since it's a large area that can be confused with the rishus harabim, the rabbanim prohibit using it in certain circumstances. Rav Yehuda ben Vavi said that one may carry in a garden or a karpuf that is not more than 70 amos in a fraction by 70 amos in a fraction, that's surrounded by a fence 10 tefachim high, and provided that it has a shomer, a watchman's booth, or a beis dira, a dwelling, or that it's near a city. Rashi explains that when the karpuf is close to the city, the owner comes out regularly to use it, and it's as if it's designated for residential use. Rav Yehuda says that it's permissible to carry in the karpuf even if one contains a water hole, a ditch, or a cave. Rabbi Akiva permits carrying in it even as none of these, provided that size does not exceed 70 amos in a fraction by 70 amos in a fraction. So the beer maker's karpuf full of kegs featured a watchman's booth and was perfectly square. Which reminds, according to Rabbi Akiva, karpuf cannot exceed 70 amos and a fraction by 70 amos and a fraction and must be a perfect square. The Gemara seeks a deraisa allusion for this, and Rabbi Yehuda answers with the pasuk, Orech ha-chatzer mei ba'amu rochav chamishim chamishim. The length of the courtyard is 100 amos and its width is 50 by 50. Now, what does the pasuk mean, 50 by 50? It said the length is 100. The Torah is saying to take 50 and surround 50, meaning take the 50 amos by which the chatzer's length exceeds its width, and distribute it around the perimeter of the other 50 to form a perfect square, equaling 5,000 square amos. Since the pasuk's not coming to teach the square with regards to the chatzer of the Mishkan, it must be coming to teach regarding another halacha, meaning the size of a karpuf. So the beer maker's karpuf full of kegs featured a watchman's booth and was perfectly square, while Mr. Cohen's neighboring karpuf was rectangular with an exact ratio of 2 to 1, just like the chatzer of the Mishkan. which reminds that in addition to bringing Rabbi Akiva's opinion that a car puff must be square, the Mishnah brings the opinions of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi regarding the shape of a car puff. The Gemara revises their opinions based on a brisa that states, they both hold that a car puff may be rectangular up to a ratio of 2 to 1, as the Chatzon Mishkan was 50 by 100, but it may not be longer by even one amma. The difference between them is that Rabbi Yossi holds the chetchila it should be square, whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds there's no preference for the car puff to be square. Daf Chav Dalet, so the Simur Chav Dalet is a pitcher, a kad. So here goes. The glass pitchers, that must be more in Daf Chav Dalet. The glass pitchers of water hanging from trees neatly planted in rows, which reminds us that Bryson Daf Chav Gimel Amabe stated that if most of the karpaf was planted with trees, it's like a chatzer and caring is permitted. There's a machok zemarayim regarding when this applies. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Avimi, this is true only if the trees were arranged in rows. Rashi explains that planting in rows makes the karpaf a pleasant place to sit, and it's therefore a usable area. Rav Nachman said, even if the trees are not in rows, it's still a usable area, and therefore it is permitted to carry there. Mar Yehuda visited the home of Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, and he saw people carrying in karpafs that had trees that were not arranged in rows, and Rav Huna told them that he holds, like Rav Nachman. So the glass pitchers of water hanging from trees neatly planted in rows broke from the sound of construction workers breaching a fence to re-enclose a karpaf for residential use, which reminds the karpaf more than two beis saw must be originally designated for residential use in order to permit carrying in it. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that in the case of karpaf yos mebeis sasaim shohukaf adira, a karpaf that was more than two beis saw that was not originally enclosed for residential purposes, and subsequently a dwelling was built inside it, and a door opened from it into the karpaf, in order to make the karpaf as if it was originally designated for residential use, poritz bo piritza yos mesa amos. One must make a breach in it that is wider than 10 amos, but godru ma'amido esra umutter, and then fence it to restore the breach to no more than 10 amos, and carrying is then permitted, because the karpaf has now been re-enclosed for residential use. Rav Nachman was asked if the karpaf would be permitted through this leniency if they breached an amma of the wall and then fenced in that amma and then breached another amma next to it and fenced it in until they eventually completely re-erected a segment of the wall that was over 10 ammas. Rav Nachman answered that it would be permitted, and he brought proofs for this from cases related to Dinei Tuma. So glass pitchers of water hanging from trees neatly planted in rows broke from the sound of construction workers breaching a fence to re-enclose a karpaf for residential use and flooded the area. Which reminds us that there's a machlokes regarding a karpaf of more than two beis saw that was enclosed for residential purposes and subsequently became full of water. The Rabban said that it's like a karpaf with plants that was mentioned in the Brayson Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, which is unfit for residential use and is therefore forbidden to carry there. It was said in the name of Rava that it's like a karpaf planted with trees and carrying is permitted. Amemar said that this is only true if the water is fit for use, which Rashi qualifies as fit for drinking. Ravashi said that even if it's fit for use, it's only permitted to carry within it if the deep part of the water, which Rashi says is 10 tefachim deep, does not cover an area greater than 2 beis saw. If it did, because then the area would be rendered unusable. Okay, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions of Sekhs, Brachas, and Shabbos. Number one, which type of a question whether square posts or round posts can serve as double posts? That's on Duff. Yates. Good. Number two. Which Duffy of Malchokas, if water enters a karpaf greater than 2 beis saw, whether it renders it unusable and prohibits carrying there? That's on Duff. Chavdal. Good. Number three. Which Duffy of a question whether the outer wall that collapsed of a house that was adjacent to a courtyard, whether the inner wall of the house can serve as part of the enclosure? That's on Duff. Chafe. Good. Number four. Which Duffy of a three-way Malchokas regarding what is required to permit carrying within a karpaf? That's on Duff. Chav Gimel. Good. Number five. Which Tafti Gwen that Hashem pays Rishayim in this world, but he delays giving Schar to Tzaddik and Gemurim until Om Haba? That's on Daf. Chav Beis. Good. Number six. Which Tafti Gwen the source for Bikiva Shita that the Karpaf must be square? That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Good. Number seven. Which Tafti Gwen Mochok is where the traffic through the Pasin invalidates them as Mechitzos? That's on Daf. Chabez. Good. Number eight. Which Tafti Gwen that one can re-enclose a karpaf to give it the designation of being made for residential use by making a breach in the fence and then repairing it? That's on Daf. Chavdalet. Good. Number nine. Which Tafti Gwen Malchok is whether trees planted in a karpaf need to be planted in rows to make the karpaf usable to permit carrying there? That's on Daf. Chavdal. Good. And number 10, we have to learn one method for reducing the size of a carpet that was greater than two beisa. It's put mud on the inside wall of the fence. That's on Duff. Chafik. Good. Now we go to the three bonus questions. Number 1, which Duff do we have a machok? Is whether Hatuf is dumb is done for a baby that was born malo. That's on Duff. Kuflam and Hay and Shabbos. Good. Number 2, which Duff do we discuss whether shaking dust off garments is permitted on Shabbos? That's on Duff. Kufman Zion on Shabbos. Good. And number 3, which stuff do we learn that one should not eat before davening Shachris? That's on Duff. Yud and Brachas. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.